commence primary ignition.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another X-Wing podcast. I am your host, Pete Lambro, joined this week and every week by Chris Daniel. Chris, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I saw Dune three times already.
Jesus, it just came out.
Yep, that's right.
Which time was the best time?
Probably the first time, because it was just that amazing, the shock of it.
Yeah, you never get your first. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also joining us this week, Christoph Katov Sote. Christoph, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I also saw Dune, but only one time.
All right. And how was it for you?
Less times. I loved it. I loved it.
Nice. I have yet to see Dune. I've yet to lose my Dune-ginity yet.
Oh no! Wait, I lied. I saw it twice. I'm just kidding.
Sorry,
I saw it a second time.
Damn.
I'm terrible.
We must suck. You forgot seeing it the second time. Oh my god! You saw it. You forgot seeing it with your wife.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh my god! I'm sending her a copy of this.
I'm in trouble, guys.
I know she doesn't listen to this podcast, but I'm going to send her a copy of it. I'm going to show up at your front door with a cassette tape, and she'll never listen to it because nobody knows how to play those anymore.
Somebody's going to get the couch tonight.
Oh man, maybe.
Pete, you gotta get that sandworm and break your Dune-ginity, man.
Brother, I'm trying. I gotta get that popcorn bucket.
I don't want to say. Have you guys heard of the name that people are?
Yes, I was just gonna say it. The worm.
Okay, you say it because I don't. I wasn't gonna say it. But
stop. What? What are we about to say on my family-friendly podcast? No.
It's a different one. There's a different one.
Oh, I didn't.
Is it okay if I say it or should I not say it?
We could.
I'll
bleep
it.
Hold on. Yes, if this guy's okay with cursing and stuff, we should be able to say whatever the hell he's going to say. So say it.
I was told people call it the Dune.
Oh my god, you guys hear that? We got a TIE fighter coming by to end this cover. He's coming and he's going to shoot us all.
God, we're done. It's usually Chris that's doing the raunchy stuff. I don't know why I even bothered to say anything this time.
Well,
is that better than the... It's almost the same thing, right?
It's almost the same thing.
Stop saying it!
It's not that. It's actually not. It's a legit word. It's not even like.
It's not.
Not even
first
saying
of all,
the word.
Stop. Let me stop you right there. That is not a legit word. That is explicitly not a legit word. It is a made up word.
But I mean, it's
all
not
words
like
are
a,
made up.
It's not like a vulgar. It's not a vulgar word. It's a made. It's a created word. So, you know.
Chris, what is the word a portmanteau of?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. Tell me. I only work
here. There you go.
I rest my case.
I have not purchased the popcorn bucket of legend.
You know, it ran
it's
out.
Too
everywhere.
Expensive. It I'm sure it
everywhere.
Did. I'm sure it did.
It's selling on eBay for $100. Actually, it's crazy.
You know what's crazy too? My local CVS is also out of hand lotion. I think there's a
connection. Is there a connection?
Yeah. Okay. Follow the money, K-Tuff.
They have people who are making inappropriate, well, not that inappropriate, but like gag, like funny kind of inappropriate videos with the bucket.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of great TikToks on it. It's
hilarious. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
What I want to do is I want to decorate my Roomba like a sandworm, and then let my cat ride on it.
They have a video
just as Paul.
There is a video of somebody riding like the. Did you see it too, Chris? Yeah. There was a video on that was circulating. The somebody was riding something. I don't know what he was riding.
Like a sandworm.
It looks like a sandworm. Yeah, and he's like literally like going through like the theater with it. It's pretty freaking funny.
That sounds funny. Yeah, send me that if you can.
In the trailer, you see you see I can send it to you on Facebook messaging. On the trailer, you see like it's not a giveaway. You see him riding a sandworm. So this guy picked me.
You also can't spoil, in my opinion, it's hard to spoil a book that is 50 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe more, 60 years old. That book came out in the mid-60s.
Yeah, send it to you guys. I think this
all is right, let's there. Watch. Let's watch.
But basically, yeah, he's writing.
Yeah, it's exactly. This is exactly it.
Right, you see it, right? It's good.
My boy, after seeing you. Oh, my God.
At the end, he's making the juice.
It's too good.
It's priceless.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's priceless. Go, dude. Yeah.
This is excellent content for the audio-only podcast, by the way. That's watching a video. Also, this is ridiculous. This is a Star Wars podcast. And we start the Star Wars podcast with the Star Wars question of the week. And this week, boys, I have to know, what Star Wars character, in your opinion, is most likely to fuse their body with a sandworm of Arrakis and rule as the God Emperor for 3,500 years? Go.
Jabba.
He's already part sandworm.
Exactly. So? It's not like a big stretch. Now he'll be like a bigger worm, and then he'll like just eat up other people. He'll have his own little. He'll have his slave Leia. You know, maybe she'll like him even more now. Yeah, I think she's gonna fall in love with him now that he's worm. Maybe get a little worm.
He is already a worm. He was a worm. He started as a worm. And he continues being a worm. K-Tuff, save me.
I got it. It's probably not going to be a great answer, but because of Jabba. But I have a bib for Tuna. I mean, I feel like you know, like
he's got worm tentacles.
He could just fuse himself. So instead of like that huge worm face, it's just him. You know, it's just him. Like, you know how it's just his whole head, except it's just an elongated head of his and just going in the sand.
That's true.
Palpatine returned, and the somehow is he fused his body with the sandworm to guide humanity on the golden path.
What about Snoke has a kind of that's kind of Palpatine, but Snoke has a kind of wormish look. And then think about this, guys. If you put that cool, hip Snoke jacket, that gold jacket, on a sandworm. What?
You know,
sandworm's pimping.
I feel like we're sleeping on the fact that Snoke was just kind of hanging out in a gold, like a glitter gold smoking jacket.
That is true.
Pimping.
Snoke's like, let me.
Very
Snoke's the character. Fucking 80s businessman who wears a kimono to the office.
All he needed was like a fedora or a hat or something.
He's a dude from Parks and Rec. The Jam. What's his name?
Jeremy Jam, yeah.
Jeremy Jam, yeah.
Yeah, he just got jammed. Did I ever show you? I think shout outs Jam Josh Benjamin, right? I believe, gave me Jeremy Jam tokens.
Which nice.
Unbelievable. I want to start flying FO or stuff with heavy jam, just start using them more often. So I could just go, you just got jammed.
Jam on it. There you go.
Yeah, listen, the road to worlds continues, guys. It's happening in how many weeks? What day is today? This is going to actually go up on time. We're back on schedule. I'm back, baby. They're making me go to the office, which is really throwing off my mojo, but I'm back. This is so today, when I hope you're listening to this, because I hope everybody just gets right on it when a new episode posts, they go, well, I'm going to stick away all my worries for the day and just listen to the new Yaxby. But so it's Wednesday, March 6th. Which means in Wednesday. Exactly 2 weeks, Happy Wampa Wednesday. In 2 weeks, Happy I will be boarding an aeroplane. You heard about airplanes before, K-Tuff?
Oh, yeah.
Fly in the sky. I'll be boarding an airplane to fly to sunny Schaumburg, Illinois.
You could take a sandworm there.
Lord willing. No, the biodiversity of this planet is too great to support sandworms. But I will tell you this, Chris. I will be flying high on the spice. I will be up in the melange, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go. Hey.
Oh.
Get that spice and the spice sticks, combining both. That's a combined combination.
Got to get right the there. Death sticks.
Death sticks.
Obi-Wan was a fool to turn down the death sticks. Unless he was really just playing him. He's like, yeah, go home and rethink your life. And he pickpocketed the death sticks. As the guy was leaving, because Obi-Wan was a slick one.
He's like on the sly, like a thief and stuff. He's you know, he's undercover brother.
I think the big events are done, guys. Like that, this like the Sith Taker was a big event, and now we're in it. So I want to talk about. I'm gonna do a little world predicting, right? I want to huff the spice to gain prescience about the future, and I want some visions of the future. Katov, gaze into your crystal ball.
Okay.
You're at the top table of worlds. It's Sunday. You're tired.
I wish.
You're 14 games in or whatever the fuck it's going to be.
Good Lord.
I'm there, very sweaty. And you're looking across the table at your opponent and you're setting your ships up. You look down. What initiative spread do you tell them you have when you're discussing for setup purposes? You know, when you said like, all right, I got a 2, 4, 5, 5, 6, right? It's like, what do you got?
Oh, okay. There's got to be at least, I'll say my spread or my spread. You're talking about my spread.
I want to know your spread.
My spread.
Yep.
Keep it clean too.
God damn it.
My spread is probably going to be 1, 3, 3, 5, 5. 1, 3, 3, 5, 5.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Course Capellum, gentlemen flyers coming to worlds.
Look, okay. Maybe. I've been doing a lot of testing on like a lot of stuff, but like there's just a comfort there with that list. So it's looking to be mostly a lock.
Hit me.
Okay. So it's Lando. It's Resistance Lando. With Ray Gunner, Contraband Cybernetics, C-3PO crew.
I might be a bad friend because we may have talked about this already. In 1,000 years, I would not have guessed you were bringing Resistance Lando to Worlds, but keep going.
Trust me. I've been playing around with a lot of stuff, but it just seems like that
you,
is...
You are fucking Adam Sandler, Uncut Gems. You're like, this is how I win.
At the very least... Go ahead, Chris. What?
Well, the few times I play you, you're trying other lists, and then you at the end you're like, "Yeah, this doesn't feel right."
It's always
gotta go back. Gotta go back.
Like, so to me, at the very least, if I'm gonna play 5, 6, 7, 10, God willing, 14 games, right? You know, I want a list that I'm gonna have. I know I will have fun with, win or lose.
Yeah.
So that's like the biggest thing for me. And this list is both, I feel good, but also fun to play. So
I'm going to bring it.
Yeah.
Listen, I fully ascribe to the game should be fun mentality. And some people say for them that like winning is fun, right? So like playing the most meta thing for them is fun because they win and winning is fun. And I can understand that perspective.
That's absolutely.
But keep going.
Fair, yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah. So I've been testing like a bunch of other things. Like I even tested some Rebels because I slowly was being seduced by that
for like getting a little on while. The Gemmer train.
I mean, like the BOE wedge is like one of my
Endor.
New ships.
Endor was
Bay wedge. Hour.
Yeah, the battle over Endor wedge is so much fun. It feels like I'm flying a T-70 in Rebels.
The damn
so,
shield, yeah.
You know, obviously, I like that. But even just like some of the list building options that you have in Rebels, I just like, because I do like Fangs. You know, maybe, you know, having some list with Fenrau in there with Wedge also seems pretty fun.
Well, that really combos well with the, with the boost deplete thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he can. You know, if his friend Fenrau is nearby, he can remove the deplete before he engages.
Yep.
Get that. Yeah, 5 dice attack.
The but, old Yeetus to Letus, they say.
Right. But I think I'm going to stick with my gut. I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to stick with resistance because that's what I've been playing. So
now,
go ahead. What's up, Chris?
Who do you think is going to be across from you? What faction is going to be across from you in the finals? Man. In the finals.
If I ever get to the finals. So I'll say what I think one of the factions that I think will make top table for sure.
Yeah.
I think Empire will be up there.
Fuck yeah, they will be.
And I say that because they have.
I've always been an Empire player.
They have when you get to this certain like level of play, right?
Yeah, when you see a boy and a girl like each other very much.
Where it, you know, if there's two players that are of the same caliber that are playing against each other, if they have a list that has a ship that can, if given perfect information, can do things better than other ships, than the other list, you know, you're gonna assume that person's gonna win. Like the caliber of players here, like especially ace players like Duncan Howard and Doug Howe, like
who,
like them,
never heard of them.
You know, like even like some European, you know, obviously like there's a huge European meta where they do favor aces a lot more. So there's a lot of names, too many names to count on that side that are really good with ace play. But like you want to assume that they're going to take that all the way. And I feel like Empire has the tools to take it all the way. They have good wingmen and they have good end game pieces to go with it.
All around options. They got lots of options.
I think even especially now with the introduction of Battle of Endor, I think more so now than First Order. But that's,
so what do you think of what is Sigma 1? Something like that? He seems good.
But even just Vader. Even Vader, I mean, I haven't seen too much of BOE Soontir, but even just regular Soontir and Jendin just pushing so much damage.
Oh, sorry. Scimitar 1, not Sigma 1. That was way off.
Sigma 1, I think, was from like Battle of Yavin, right? Was that Battle of Yavin?
No, that was the Sigmas were the interceptor squad. Yeah. Scimitar 1 is the bomber, the I-3 bomber, who can, he's Jag, but gooder. He's good Jag. Yeah, I could definitely agree with you that Empire's there. So I want to step back one second. How would you describe the archetype of your resistance list? That's not resistance five ship, right? That's resistance Falcon, you would say?
It's definitely five ship, yeah, but it's a
five ships. Like it's not five small base ships. No,
it's like 4+1. It's 4+1 Falcon, like four small and
big. Yeah, Falcon plus four maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to define some archetypes here.
Right. I mean, it's so in Resistance, I feel there's like a couple of, right? There's that five ship, like 3T70 plus two, right?
Yeah. I call that like a five ship efficiency, right? Like you're taking the high init efficient pieces that can all live on their own. They don't need to rely on each other, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Right.
You're not comboing as much as you're just like throwing the best ships on the table.
Right. And I think, then there is, although it's lesser, it's not used as much, there's four ship plus a Falcon. Mm-hmm. And whatever Falcon of your choice, you know, whether it be Poe Falcon, Rey, or Lando now. I think Lando, I don't know if you'll be much of a, you know, a sleeper after this, but I think Lando is fairly strong. I don't know if he's as strong as Poe or Rey, but for the way that I play, the way that I like to play, you know, I prefer him now.
Okay.
But that's like the other archetype that is. But even then within that, it plays like completely different because Poe plus four plays way different than Lando plus four, you know?
Sure. I think we might see more of the Rebel Lando, believe it or not, maybe.
The new Battle of Over Endor Rebel Lando?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I feel like Resistance Lando, you need, there's a certain learning curve that you've been playing it for a while, but if someone just picks it up now, like, oh, I could fly this, then...
So actually, I actually tried out Battle Over Endor Lando in mm-hmm. practice, and...
And you fell asleep reading all the words on his card?
Yeah. So it's one of those cards that I feel that it's really, really good, but you need a lot of reps, I feel, to get good with it. I could be wrong. I only played like two games with it, so I could be totally wrong, but the way that I felt, for me, Resistance Lando felt more intuitive than that, but that could just be me.
That's reasonable.
There's so many options with BOE Lando. that you really need to put in the reps. Otherwise, you may not know what to do. You know, your algorithm or your decision making, I should say. It's not really algorithm because you should critically think, but your decision making with that
decision tree, maybe we call it.
Yes, yeah. You know, when to barrel roll, when to take your initiative. You know, I mean, like that stuff may seem like, that's a no brainer. But you know, in the game, you know, when stuff is going down and it's your 12th, 13th round in, like you gotta be, you know, you gotta remember all your triggers, right? And so
I joke about him having a bajillion words on his card, but it's exponentially harder. And in a lot of ways, I love standard loadouts. I'm on record as I'm a standard loadout enjoyer. In a lot of ways, standard loadouts are great, right? But I think they trick people into thinking they're simpler than upgrade cards. And they are simpler to physically place on the table, and they are simpler, in my opinion, to practice with, but they can do so much, right? Like so much. I was playing a game with Sam Page, host of this very podcast, and he went to like do something. I go, no, you can't do that. And I'm like pinging on TTS. I'm like pinging like part of the card. I'm like, no, you can't
talk. Yeah.
It's over there. He's like, oh, that's right. we treat it like Vassal. We just, we type back and forth, but, it's one of the things. He's like, oh yeah, right. Right. Or it's like, I remember his triggers. He was remembering my triggers because there's just so many triggers. I don't fire starter pack Vader's ion torpedoes nearly as often as I should. They're an incredible upgrade. Ionizing other ships in this game is unbelievably powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Like ion control is so much more than just now you have to do a one speed. Now you can't maintain target locks. Now you can't take target locks, right? Like your ordnance, get wrecked. there's so much, right? But Lando, I'm joking, he's got a lot of words on his card, but there's so much you can do, right? Like let's think here. So first of all, at the start of every activation phase, which by the way, start of activation phase is a less common trigger window, right? Similar to another trigger I miss a lot is Tomax Bren's True Grit, which happens at the end of the activation phase.
90% of the time I miss that one.
Is that the strain one? The strain one?
That's the strain one. Drop your stress for your strain, drop your something for your strain, right? That's one I miss a lot. And I miss it specifically because end of activation phase is a less common trigger time. Like I don't miss system phase stuff because I'm always like, oh, system phase. And we look at the cards and we check triggers, kind of right? But like start of activation doesn't happen a lot. So you got to remember that you, first of all, you have it, right? And you have it twice where you can change your initiative value, like what you activate at, not what you shoot at, just what you activate at. Fine, right? The stress thing, I feel like people remember. Do a red action, roll a die. Right,
that's pretty intuitive to me, and also very thematic. It's very fun. So,
high stakes first of all.
Definitely, yeah, that definitely sticks with you. That particular one for sure.
but that's just what's on his primary card. Like that's his abilities. Then you move into Ace in the Hole at the start of the engagement phase, which is again that's a more common trigger ones. A lot of times I'll have that conversation like, do you have any start of engage stuff? You can spend a charge, gain a jam to perform a barrel roll. Great. Let's say you want to do that, right? But you forgot you wanted to do that. So you wasted your action on something that's going to get jammed off, right? Nan-num is totally normal. The Falcon title has changed again. It's now different. But again, it's if you have a non-lock red or orange, you can re-roll while attacking or defending. That's a pretty solid upgrade, first of all. Then it's a trap, which they all have, right? It's not hard to remember, but
it's just a lot of things. It's seven.
It's a lot of things, and there's a lot of conditions on it's a trap, right? You have to check for how many friendlies you have near you, and you're only able to reroll a blank.
Yep.
Right. And then lastly, you got Kraken, right? Which is, first of all, pure theme. I love Aaron Kraken Gunner upgrade here. Gain a deplete, do a bonus primary attack, right? But it's so easy to forget you have that. It's just information overload almost, right? So yeah. I totally agree, Chris. What you're saying is you need the reps.
Seven. If you think about it, there's seven, I don't know what you call it, options, I guess, that he has mm-hmm. on one card. Because you have the five upgrades, and then you have the two things that are on the pilot card, the ship ability. Jesus. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm starting to get a hold of it by the second game. But the problem, too, is when you start to hit that kind of like that point, like the 7-point thing in list building, I shouldn't say that for Rebels because they still have so many good options even at that. So I'll take that back. But I feel like there's stronger options within the Rebel faction right now than just that Lando. But like I said, if there's probably somebody out there that the minute that they came out and with the card had been practicing Lando and just knows how to fly it like that well, I can see that Lando going far, you know. But mm-hmm. that's like I said, I you see how many triggers there are. It just has to be one of those things where you need to put reps on it before you get good.
Yeah,
and sure. I guess going against it is just the usual, like how you would kind of go against Han, like I guess block him and then just destroy him if you can, like early on. Which
even
is like, tough
even
because
blocking,
he can engage
even
later.
Blocking Lando is still so good for Lando. Like he gets a focus stress that's a double modded shot. Like, right?
Mm-hmm. And like, reroll.
Who cares? Yeah. Right. Because yeah,
he might
reroll on offense and defense.
Or he could get you to or he could block you because he could say, oh, you know what, I'm gonna activate at one.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, there's if someone can just get really good at that, man, they could take it because like I don't know if we'll see, I mean I don't know I don't think we'll see like I don't think we'll see I don't think we'll see a sea of Landos, you know. I think we'll see them, but I don't think everyone's gonna take Lando just because it's gonna take a lot of work to get him good, you know.
I agree with that. I am curious though, what other like faction archetypes we're expecting to see, right? So let's keep talking about Rebels. Like, and now Rebels, the archetype du jour, like this for months now, has been Han plus some friends, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we might see that in, I think, first of all, I still think we'll see Han, right? I think we'll see some Lando. I wonder if we see some Leia. People might be sleeping on Leia Falcon a little bit.
Totally see Leia being
I think we'll Leia, see it. I don't think it's going to go far.
Okay, but hear me out, Chris.
But I can see him doing work in pools and in Swiss. I can see that happening.
Can Chris, can I sell you on this for a minute here?
No, yeah. I don't think she's bad. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, what if there was an I-5 Falcon that had 24 loadout points?
And a Force.
And a Force. You got Biston, Perceptive Copilot, Engine Upgrade, Falcon Title, and 5 points left to spend. You could do another crew slot. You could do Shattering Shot, Heightened Perception. There you go. Heightened Perception. Great. Now it's I-7 Han. Except without the reroll thing, right? But still, like, that's crazy.
Wait, hold on. Could you fit? So wait, eight. Hold on, I gotta get. Hold on.
Yep, do the math. Get your Yasby up. And this podcast
now this
is a proud sponsor of Yasby. It's really spicy. No, hang on. I can't do this to you, K Duff. Don't do this. Don't actually play Leia World. Stick with Resistance.
No. But I didn't realize she had 24 loadout. Holy crap.
It's like, so really much insane. Loadout.
That's actually insane.
Can she take. Hang on. Can extended Leia take supernatural reflexes? I think it's small ship only, honestly.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, it's just a small ship. But she could. She could take it.
And another crew slot. Maybe you could do... So the only problem is that it's definitely only single-modded.
Yep.
But...
Yep. It is only single-modded, but when your friend Lando Falcon is there and coordinates you to get a target lock, Double Falcon is back, baby.
Oh my God, that would be nice to see on the table. Just and that's 14.
You think we're not? I bet we see a Double Falcon.
I'll say, we're going to see it. We're going to visibly see a lot of things. I'm talking about what's going to get far, though.
You know? Oh, not Double Falcon. Sorry, Double Falcon believers.
Distant Perceptive Ursa Wren. Ooh, that could be kind of spicy.
Yeah. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Rebel Falcons, right? Which Falcon remains to be seen. I'm expecting to see a lot of them. But I'm also expecting to see a lot. I think Battle of Endor provides way more opportunities for non-Falcon Rebel lists, right? We're talking Fen, Wedge, Luke, and like two other ships. Like, that's great, right?
Yeah.
Sabine Tai and A-Wing. Yeah. Right? B-Wings.
I'm always in for more B-Wings.
These B-Wings break legs. They're nuts. They're right?
pretty good.
Gina has fucking Protorps and a very easy way to be double modded if her friend Braylon Stram is stressed.
Yep.
It's bananas.
So is the Battle of Endor stuff, it seems like it's made more quote unquote kind of like alpha or juggernaut lists, right? So then what do you do as an opposing list that does not have as much firepower? Do you do the obstacles, like hoping to try to bring them through the obstacles and break that up, maybe get them to do an error? Like, how would you combat these types of lists?
Oh.
Your
turn zero has to be your turn zero is very important. Depending on what obstacles you bring, yeah, like you definitely want to break it up so they can't just like straight joust you or get a favorable, you know, first engage. You know, and then yeah, I mean, depending on that and where the objectives are, which scenario you're playing. Yeah,
I feel like with the rebels, I'm not exactly sure, other than like clustering, like making the middle hard for the Falcon to go through. But then I'm noticing going against
but with Han, if you cluster too much, then he can orbit way too easily and just always have his ability on and still have a really dangerous range of motion.
I hope to see some Han, but I don't think we're gonna see as much because it's not as broken as before. People aren't gonna fly, but it's still good. Like it's
they're
still
cowards.
Good.
Han is great.
I mean, BOY Han is boy Han is still good too. I mean.
Your boy Han, I love your boy Han.
He could have a time to shine too, you know. He did. Bartosz ended up what top eight with that thing.
He sure
with
did.
That list of his
and boy Han was a joke to everybody.
Yeah.
Before that, and apparently Rebels that was Han. Han plus four A wings, right? Which is like
no, it was Sabine, Keo, Wedge. A-Wing Wedge and Luke was his original list at Worlds last year.
Oh, I thought he had a bunch of A-Wings.
Yeah, almost.
But yeah, well, I mean, like Wedge A-Wing, people are off Wedge A-Wing because Battle of Endor Wedge is like so exciting and new, but like Wedge A-Wing also crazy good.
Yeah.
So many options. I guess cluster with that type of architect with... I just noticed, like, for example, like, I remember when the Imps had Mauler and who was the other one? Mauler and the other.
Oh, four. Backstabber.
Mauler, Backstabber, and then you had Vader. And you would typically see the five straight and then boost. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing that with, like, Jenden and Vader, if they're lining up on the same side. Like, I would expect a five straight or a fast maneuver. So when I see that now, I'm thinking like line up like as if we used to do that against Mauler and Backstabber. Sometimes we used to line up those like the turn zero, those obstacles, we should line them up more on our side actually. That way if they do that five straight on the sides, for example, if they want to turn, now that it's like, oh crap, you know, I can't do my usual five straight and then turn in. Now it's like, okay, I have to make a decision earlier. Am I going to go in earlier between the rocks or go five straight and then keep going straight? Just a little turn zero stuff, I guess, for the meta. Because this is, I mean, we're going to see a lot of this. We're going to see a lot of the Rebel stuff. I think we're going to see a lot of Wedge. We're going to see a lot of Jenden. We're going to see Vader galore.
Now, Chris,
be ready, guys.
I want you to be ready. I want to know right now. It's bet time. It's gambling time, Chris. You ready to get your gambling pants on?
That's it, man. I just put them on.
I want you to make a bet. Will there be more Kylo whispers or Kylo silencers in the main event at
Worlds? Whispers, hands down.
You think whispers?
Hands
down. What are the stakes here? What do we put on this?
Oh boy, more stakes.
Oh boy, this is like.
I was here for the first bet too.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, when there's real ass dice, fuck yeah! Dinner's on Chris. And there's a brand new dice.
Yeah, it could be. It could be dinner, or and if I win like a paint job, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
All right, stakes. Painted ship.
There we go.
What loser paints a ship for the winner. So if I win, you have to paint a ship for me too.
I think you should let me buy you dinner because that would be way better than whatever I would paint for you.
I would treasure a ship painted by Evil Chris. You know what? Maybe I'll make you sit down with me and I can like teach you to paint a little bit. We could like.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, actually, I'm taking some painting classes at Adepticon.
I'm a real evangelist for the painting, the hobby aspect of gaming now, just because I have truly fallen in love with it and I want everyone to love it the way I love it. So yep.
So Pete, I have to tell you then. So you know, since you know we haven't had too many tournaments, I've kind of been getting into other games and I'm not gonna I won't mention anymore, but just the fact that I started painting a lot more now. And so before, whenever I had to paint like other ships, I was just like, ugh, I hate painting ships.
Yeah.
Like, but now that I'm painting like figures and other miniatures, I get it now.
Have you been painting and playing Shatterpoint or MCP or Legion MCP, or any of those?
So I started painting a lot of my, because I've had like a backlog of Marvel Crisis Protocol figures like for like years, and I started painting most of them up now and playing with them.
Are you a fan of Marvel? Like, are you like a Marvel guy, like comic book guy?
I am. I've been. I had been reading comics for like years, even back in like college. Okay. I still had like pull lists back in college, but then I stopped because I was what's it called? Cheap
a big loser
broke college broke, student. Yes. So I was like, I can't do these pull lists anymore. So, but I was, you know, I've been following comic books for a while. Even like when they announced Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie, mm-hmm. I was beside myself because I had loved them ever since like 2007, 2008 when they.
Oh, really, that's so cool! So a lot of my friends were into comic books. I tell this story a lot. Like, I had a lot of friends who were way into comic books, so they would like tell me about superhero stuff, but
it's just not for you.
I don't know what it is. It's just the medium. I never got into it. Right.
Yeah,
so I totally missed. And I sometimes feel like I missed out, right, on that, like, because I've tried to go back and be like, oh, I should read comic books. You know what my problem is, though? I have a mega mental block about being, like, a completionist and stuff. And I'm like, I can't just start reading X-Men. I have to go back and read all of X-Men, which is, like, an unwinnable job. Like, you can't do that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've learned. I had never heard the term like runs, like a run of comics.
Yes. Yep.
And people will say to me, oh, you should read so-and-so's run of this. And I have found that it's like, you know, just like cultural osmosis. I'll understand a lot of comic book stuff. So I can kind of just start reading, especially something like X-Men, right? They're like,
The Whedon run is really good.
That's the one I've read. I read that and it was good. Okay, and I was like, this is really good. And then I knew, and someone said, you just read these issues and then you can just stop. And I said, okay. And I did. I felt like it told the full story. Right.
Yeah.
So like I've dipped my toe into it, so like I've tried MCP, but it doesn't grab me because those aren't characters I have like a strong affection for.
Right. Know? Which is fair. Yeah.
Yeah. But I love the movies. I just, you know,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's why, like, having, like, cool MCP. Paint. Yeah, so, yeah, so I do, like, I am kind of into the hobbying aspect of now, and I really never thought I was going to. But, like, I would totally be down for, like, a paint night. That sounds like so much fun, just, like, hanging out, painting.
Oh, yeah, my brother and I do that. My older brother and I do that all the time. Awesome. He comes by. So he only just recently got into it, right? And he loves to play board games. So he doesn't paint a lot of, like, minis for, like, miniatures games, but he anytime he's got a board game, like you say, like, oh, I got the Indiana Jones board game, right? So he'll paint the minis that came with it, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Didn't even know that existed. It's actually pretty fun, Chris. We should try it sometime if you ever wanted to. Yeah, there's like a timer mechanic because you have to like do things quickly. So it's like card based. You're like drawing cards and trying to like make matches. But then as you like play cards, you have to put gems in this like physical like contraption, this like bucket. And eventually the bucket will tip over. When it tips over, a timer starts and you only have so much time to like finish out the round. And everyone just has to fucking race. It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, so Chris, all right. That's bet number one. Well, bet number one is the dice bet, right?
Yeah.
I'm betting that these are dice we haven't. There are X-wing dice we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not the Chilean dice, right? The new dice we haven't seen before, and the stakes there are loser buys a meal. And then now Chris says there's going to be more Kylo. Tell me why there's going to be more Kylo Whisper than Kylo Silence.
Well, I think the 5-ship Whisper is popular. 5-ship Kylo Whisper thing is popular. I think the 6-ship one is more popular as well. I think you could fit that, right? 5 and then doesn't Tom fly that? Like 5 or 4 FOs?
He has 5 plus
Wylo. Plus Wylo. So I think that's super popular.
Because Wylo is 5 points and Silencer is 7 points, right?
Yeah, Silencer is 7 points.
And FO does not have a 2-pointer currently, right?
Right.
No, they'll never have one. So,
yeah,
so
they also don't have a 6-pointer, which is always funny to me.
Yeah, which kind of sucks, but yeah. I think that's on purpose because you have certain combinations that were pretty cool if you had a 6-pointer, but so be it.
You can always take a bid, Chris. You can always take a bid.
But yeah, as far as metas for each faction, like for First Order, that's the quote-unquote the most popular list that seems to be successful is that Wylo with 5, I think, 5 TIE Fighters.
Wylo plus 5 is your that you think we're going to see? Yeah, so archetypically, you think that's going to be the most popular at Worlds?
I think you'll see the most of that. I don't know if it's going to be the most successful, but I think you'll see if it's First Order. I think you'll see a lot of that.
Now, while I'm asking about the First Order, thinking about those archetypes, does FO, do they got the juice? Are they going?
Do they got the Riz?
I think they got the Riz.
I don't think that's what Riz means.
I don't know. That's what I'm making it.
Charisma, Riz.
Yeah, Riz is yeah.
All the Riz.
FO, first of all, to be clear, Riz? Kylo Ren has got the fucking Riz.
He's got the Riz
for sure.
I mean, he had the shirtless scene, you know, with just how many times do people meme that shit? Yeah, he's got the Riz.
I'm saying if Kylo Ren was a school teacher, he'd be Miss Rizzle. You know what I'm saying?
I think we'll see First Order in the top 16. I just don't think it'll be because of the list archetype. I think it'll just be some really good damn flyer.
I think First Order has the tools too, right? They have a lot of good ace pieces. Von Reg,
yeah.
Wylo and or Kylo. Like
those fucking FOs are so good.
I still like, think Hollow's good too. I mean,
for an iconic ship, first of all, so like, you know, you get a lot of times, like, oh, this is the iconic ship of the faction, right? Like T-65 is the iconic ship for Rebels. Mm-hmm. And outside of Luke and hopefully now Battle Over Endor Wedge, T-65s had been like a little lacking, right? But boy, Battle of Yavin breathed a lot of life into T-65s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the boys, Garvin and Jack, and then and boy, your boy Luke, right? Like that breathed a lot of life into T-65s. They were kind of slacking, but TIE FOs, man, talk about a ship. There's first of all, they're almost all playable, right?
Yep.
Almost all. Like, I know people are not out here with Longshot doing anything, but like kind of everybody else sees a little bit of play, right?
Yeah.
They're strong, efficient for, you know, for 3 points. They're good efficiency. But now there's the other, you know, the top, the R's, the Rebels especially, they just have some really good stuff. Really good stuff that's so efficient that could complement these other ships.
Now, what about the other R faction? The Republic? What do we see? What is the Republic doing these days? What's the archetype for Republic? Arcs? Padme arcs still?
Padme arcs, yeah. I mean, they have efficient, I love how it's,
go ahead.
Endgame pieces. I mean, I think Ada Annie is still, I think Ada Annie can do stuff, but actually now that I think about it, with all this BOE, I6 mother, you know, people, like, he could just die. I mean, like, if Wedge is going second, he could just APT him to death. So, I mean,
I think it's according to not. I think it's kind of switched a little bit to more just beef, as if you could say that because it was already beefy. But I was just noticing online, I'm seeing like B wings mixed with Y wings mixed with
the B wings. This is crazy. They're clicking the multi faction tab in Yasmin.
So the one of the Singapore qualifiers, I think his name is Ronald. He's from the Philippines. He's one of the big Filipino community leaders over there. He won that Singapore qualifier with like a six ship Republic, just all clones, I think it was list.
Yeah, so, speaking I think I don't know if it was him. I got hooked up through some random Discord with a guy in the Philippines looking to get like prize support. And I was like, hey, I will just mail you, because I had like a fuck ton of alt arts and like, you know, you remember like the 2020 FO cardboard? I put a little care package because one of their guys was in California visiting family. So I just mailed them support.
I mean, it might have been.
I'm not sure who it was, truthfully.
Think he came. I think I saw him come to California for a store champ too. So shout outs to them. Shout outs to the Filipino.
Shout outs to all the Philippines. They're hosting X Wing Night. They call it the Thrilla in Manila every week. Was that a boxing match, right? Or what was that?
That was a boxing match.
A Thrilla in Manila. But Republic's got some beef coming, man. Yeah, the Y Wings.
I was gonna say, back on Republic.
The turrets, as you call them. Is that what you call them? I've never used to see axe as much, and now I'm seeing axe in lists. I'm like, holy smokes.
Torrents.
What, 3 points, right? Axe is 3 points?
Yeah.
Axe is 3 points and has barrage rockets. Pretty tight. All right, Chris, pointed question. Does Matchstick win Worlds?
Too specific.
I'm going to laugh, specific, brother. And then you know he's going to be like top four or something.
That's what I'm saying, right? You're like, well, someone's going to roll up with their Matchstick list and just deck people.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in top 16 for a Republic list.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, there you go. Y-wing.
Let's see. I was gonna say about the funny thing to me about the Padme arc archetype in Republic is Anakin is just fucking left out of that. He's a linchpin of that list and isn't in the name of it at all.
So sad,
because it's Padme arcs and Anakin Edda.
Yeah,
3-4 white evade action. Can just say no to bombs a couple times a game. Like, that's insane. And he's not even in the name of the list. Fuck him. He's nobody.
You know what it is? There's so much sixes now. Like, Jenden. Yeah. Like, before you had to worry about Jenden's his older self.
Bigger problem, actually.
Yeah. Now it's Jenden and Wedge at a six. It's like, God.
I have
free haul.
not only can Rebels and Empire both comfortably field 2 I-6s. There's a lot of lists that make sense that do field those 2 I-6s. It's not like we're not like goofing around like I used to with the friend of this podcast, Zach. We used to joke around on Discord trying to find how many times we could Jan Ors in a single round.
That definitely sounds like Zach.
We're fucking chasing the triple Jan tech. But it's not, we're not even like meme building here. Like you could actually like putting Fen and Battle Over Endor Wedge in a Rebels list is like a really solid start to a Rebels list, right? That leaves you with 10 more points to spend. And they have a lot of options at the 5-3-4. Like they just have a ton of options, right? And it's like, damn, that's really good. And then you're talking, you keep bringing up Jenden, and for good reason, right? Vader Jenden is again a rock solid start to an Imperial list that you can fit two other ships in there comfortably, right? You can do what Vader is 6 and Jenden is 7, so that's 13. You can do a 4 and a 3, so you can do Tomax, standalone Tomax, and you can do Scimitar 1, the double modded Protor bomber.
So,
right?
so people have been doing Viz, they've been doing Tomax and Viz, and then Viz basically coordinates whoever he wants, but he's usually coordinating Jenden, so that way that defender is packed.
And he's also carrying, Emperor of the Universe, Emperor Palpatine.
Emperor of the Universe.
Right, yeah, so even if he uses his focus or has to, he could use the Palp. Yeah, so to me, when I see that, I'm like, all right, can I try and take out Jenden, put a hurting on him, or if for some reason they make Viz available, then see if I can shred him, you know. And if you don't have an alpha, then it's like, oh shit, you know. Let me pray and try to drag you through these rocks and out ace you somehow. Out ace the 6. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. It's the race to the orange 6 is like it's on, right? And then, all right, so let's see. I think we might see some oops all clones lists too from Republic.
Yeah,
right?
Like you were saying, Chris. I think that's a stronger. I think that's got legs. Stronger. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we start getting into factions that are tougher to talk about, right? Because we talked a little bit about FO, talked a little about Resistance, Republic, Empire,
Rebels,
Rebels. All factions we agree have got it going on, right?
Yeah.
And, Scum and CIS are in
Scum and CIS. And thank you, everybody. It was a good podcast.
Chris, it's betting time, Tex.
Oh my God, there's gonna be a third one.
Are Scum and CIS both represented in the top cut of Worlds, which is, I believe, a top eight.
Top eight? There's zero,
I believe,
chance.
It was top eight, or is it a top 16? I don't remember, but. Actually, that's probably important for me to know, but still.
Yeah, it's not like
let's call it, let's say the top cut. And then if it's top eight, it's top eight. If it's top 16, it's top 16.
If it's top 16, that's scary. I feel like a Scumless is going to sneak in the top 16. I will say I don't think we're going to see CIS at all, which is sad because I love seeing it in top cut no matter what you're saying. Holy.
I'm saying the bet is you're either taking the yes or no on Scum and CIS. They both have to be represented.
There's zero chance.
You say no. I'm saying yeah. I'm letting you make the bet here. I'm taking the opposite of whatever you say. I'm fucking counterfactual.
Yeah, zero chance.
Think of some stakes for this one next.
I gotta write down notes about these.
I'm taking notes. Don't worry.
How about
you got it? Okay.
How about a steak at a steakhouse?
Sure.
Steakhouse. Yeah, there we go.
I think that Scum has some tools. I don't know if it'll get into top cut, but it has some tools to do things. They're not like the best. Like obviously, there's a lot of stuff that outclasses in other factions that outclass them, but I also think that there are some good ships in there that could put in work if people are not used to playing against it or don't
see. That's why I think that's why I wouldn't be surprised to see Scum in the top 16, maybe 8, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Scum in the cut. Is CIS? I'd love to see CIS just fucking take the whole thing, if it's not going to be short order. But I just no one has been breaking like this new quote unquote meta with CIS, you know, that I've seen, you know, I would love to see it.
We did see Scum like do well in
Scum did fantastic in the last
what tournament was it?
It was five. Well, first it was 5-0 in the Sith Taker in the
there
cut,
it is
regular cut. Yeah,
that Cirrusu list.
It had Cirrusu the top, with yeah, Cirrusu with Swarm go. Tactics. So yeah, there's stuff yeah out there.
I'm telling you, I've been preaching this for months. Is Dace is like one of the best pieces.
You have
Space Bone Arm.
Right. And then look, he was there, right? He was there in that list, right? I'm telling you.
Well, listen, we talked about this before. Ion is incredibly powerful, right? And you got an ion cannon on something, and you push one ion token through on a large base ship, and suddenly you dace their asses into ion right town.
That's right.
That's just the, that's just a cherry on top, though. I mean, it's a 4-pointer that has 2 arcs, has 12 loadout, you know, and can be double modded. You know, yeah,
and get whole focus tokens on top of that.
You could yeah, you could put bombs on that. You could put Protectorate Gleb as a mm-hmm as a coordinate goon. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do with that. With that,
just call him a fucking coordinate goon.
Yeah, he's a coordinate goon.
And don't worry, I got a guy for that.
Yeah, I got a guy. You want a target lock? I got a guy.
Oh.
So Scum, Scum will see, if anything, you're saying Dace probably, right? And maybe a Fen.
There's got to be Dace in there somewhere, maybe Fen, yeah.
I mean, Fen is powerhouse still, right?
Yeah.
He had to find his feet in 2.5, but this latest points iteration has been good to him. Like, he's at a very good price plus loadout plus cost of Mando upgrades, right? Because that Beskar down to 3 and the other one, Mando Optics down to 3, that leaves you 6 points where you could like throw your Fearless on there. Mm-hmm. You could do Fearless, Lone Wolf, right? Beskar and Mando Optics, and like that's a pretty strong Fen, right?
So then let me...
He's like protected when he's farther back. He can grab a lock for when he's zooming in. He can get up in there, throw 5 dice, double modded, blah, 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 blah. He can soak a crit and just totally disregard it, right? It's just like a lot. There's a lot going on in that kind of Fen Rao. So, I think Fen is great. I think Scum has some options. Every so often you see someone get wild on Discord. They're like, this is the Scum list. And they're like, and it's, and they proceed to send a link to like the worst list you've ever seen in your entire life. But then it goes and it fucking goes undefeated in Swiss or something. So, and it's like, do I know at all what I'm doing in this game? The answer is probably no. But
that's literally me when I share my Scum list to the KFC guys, and they're like, no, just don't. This is me even trying to crack Scum for months.
Let me ask you this. Let's make a bet with the Toph here.
Okay.
All right. Bet time.
Do you see a gauntlet, any faction, do you see a gauntlet in the top 32?
Top 32?
No, hang on. You can't. Top 32 is too amorphous. You got to stick to cut or non-cut.
No cut. I'm not. This is your. You did your bet. I'm doing my bet now. For the
I feel
what
like
the fuck?
I, for the first.
How much?
Cut,
how much is right? Pre-Vizsla? How much is Pre-Vizsla? 6 points.
I think
six points or 7.
I think 6.
CIS, right?
How is Pre-Vizsla? CIS not winning a ton of shit if Pre-Vizsla is 6 points?
6 points. 14.
Pre-Vizsla
loadout.
6, right?
Yeah.
Pre-Vizsla 6.
6 points. 14. Loadout.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. I
now,
remember
all,
that's
all it has to
I'm like, I can't. I couldn't believe he was 6 points. Like, let me just double check. Let's just. You know.
I'm looking at it
just,
now.
You're looking at it now.
Just
so,
double
okay
check.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. I mean, Pre-Viz is really good. Do I think it'll make
world's
cut?
World's winning list, boys? Are you ready? Pre-Vizsla plus 7 vultures.
Oh, I'd love to see
that.
I'd love to see a swarm.
That fits. Oh shit, that fits.
Sure does. 8 ships, maybe. One of them's a gauntlet. Good luck.
We're giving people ideas right now. Someone's gonna roll up to Chicago with this thing.
Hell yeah! I would love.
You know
I
what?
Would love to be an influencer in that way.
You know
no one can. No one can bring a gauntlet to Chicago because you can't fly with a gauntlet in your bag. It's illegal.
Apparently, it's too.
It's too heavy. You have to pay extra. You have to pay extra to check your bag, and it's like they charge $300 for that. it puts you over the 50-pound limit.
Oh man, I kind of wanted to say yes, just because like you really don't know what people have been practicing, and Previsla and the right list may just be good. You know, I'm gonna say yeah. Why not?
Whoa!
All right.
Top cut. You said top cut, right? Top cut?
No, I didn't say.
See, he said top 32. Oh. Chris is making his own fucking rules.
Okay, top 32. Yeah, that top 32. I'll say yeah.
Chris, now you understand though that you're gonna have to get into SOS bullshit to see the top 32.
This is something called List Fortress. When it pops up, we'll see who's in the top 32.
Never fucking heard of it.
what are we betting? What, another steak dinner?
Yeah, what's the stakes?
Ooh, what's the stakes? I don't
know. What's the stakes?
A bottle of Kraken.
All right.
There you go. We both win with that one.
Okay. Fair enough.
We're totally
not alcoholics. It's totally fine. That's perfect, a great bet. Though. I'll take that bet.
All right. You got it.
All right.
World predictions have been done.
Is that all the
final
part one?
No, here it is. Final bet of the night, boys.
Oh, another one. Holy smokes.
God, here we go.
Now, I don't know the stakes on this yet. TBD. TBD. TBD.
Does this involve a Wormoosey?
Putin? Nope.
Fucking Jesus. Oh my God.
Anyway, put mark it down. What faction flying what archetype wins Worlds? Chris, you go first. What wins? Yeah, give me the faction and give me a rough archetype.
Rebels 5 archetype ship faction.
Rebels 5 ship, Falcon or no Falcon? You got to split there.
No Falcon.
No Falcon. So like 5 small bases or, you know, something like that, right?
Yes.
Like some sort of like B-wing, X-wing bullshit, right? A-wing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So Chris says Rebel 5 ship wins. Toph, what do you think?
I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe.
He's going to say Free Vizsla.
I'm going to say Resistance. I believe in Resistance.
There you go.
Resistance Falcon?
I'm going to say a Resistance Falcon list, yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
You basically just built yourself right now.
Look, I'm not saying it's me, but like we have a lot of good people who play.
You should fucking bet on yourself, man. I've long said this. Listeners of this podcast will know. I've already staked my flag in the ground to say Resistance 5 ship, that 5 ship efficiency list. I think that's the one. I think someone who plays that shit all the time is going to show up and smoke everybody with their reps. It's going to be some fucking Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours bullshit. They're going to show up. And be like, I did it, and I learned to play piano.
And I learned how to play piano. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 for Resistance, 1 for Rebels. Both R's. The R's will win, apparently. I'm surprised no Imps, because I feel like Imps are going to make a huge splash, but there's also a lot of people that are going to fail with Imps.
Like I said, I'm believing. I'm believing in my faction, so that's why I pick it.
I'm believing in the fact that I recently watched the opening of The Last Jedi again, where Poe gets wild with that overdrive thruster T-70, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, I love the gif of when the T-70s show up to Maz Kanata's house.
Oh, that's one of my favorite parts.
Top tier. It's a top tier X-Wing moment. Top X-Wing literal ship moments.
Yep. There we go.
100%. Yeah. So that's really why I want five T-70s to win. Yeah, 5 quote-unquote T-70s. You know what I mean?
Lots of stakes. Lots.
Because like one of them could be fucking Lulo or whoever. Anyway, all right.
I like it.
Excellent recap of these of both the Dune popcorn bucket and X-Wing archetypes. K-Tuff, my friend. See you at Worlds, right?
See you at Worlds, man.
Sunny Schomburg. Are we going to get some food while we're there? Are we going to hang out a little bit if I got time?
Yeah, of course.
I'm busy.
That's
I'm busy.
What that's what we're really doing. We're really there to all hang out with each other. I mean,
I've been trying to reserve.
I'm not even playing X-Wing anymore.
Trying to reserve.
That's right. You're not. You're in X-Wing though. But we're
yes,
going to
be
hanging out.
I'll be very involved with X-Wing. Yep.
We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be eating, and it's going to be a good time.
My expectation is to be very busy during the day, but at night I will summon the strength and the energy to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Chris Daniel, I hope to see you before Adepticon, but I also want to make sure that you are quarantining yourself so you don't get sick this year.
I'll be fine.
But maybe we should get some last minute reps in, right? So you can practice up. I'll fly a Falcon or something. Yeah.
Look at that. There we go.
Is James coming to Adepticon, Chris?
No, he's got that. It's not a new job, but it's still like only a couple of months in. So I don't think he's.
If there was someone who was going to play Leia Falcon at Adepticon, it'd be James.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He was a Leia Falcon true believer.
Yeah, he was. I remember his lists. His Falcon.
All right. List. K-Tuff, thanks for joining me. Chris Daniel, thanks for joining me. I have been your host, Pete Lambro, and this has been yet another X-Wing podcast. We will see you at Worlds in 2 weeks. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.